Is that that boy that took himself?
Oh, yeah, I had a suicide while I was there.
That's another story.
That's a Campus Inn story.
Yeah, and plus Richard was there that Ada married. That's
yep.
where she met him.
That's where she met Richard. A lot going on at Campus Inn.
But we call the book Campus Inn.
Yeah, with the whole book on Campus
Inn.
That's
right.
I tell you one of the funniest thing, because she was a child in Carpenter, but the Negroes there, they're just different. And old Budge had worked for Jewel Fudge and Felix, and his wife, Annie Mae, had been the cook. Well, I didn't know Budge would steal. You know, I just think all Negroes are old. Good old Cockwood niggers is good, but he'd steal the horns off of Billy Goat. But I didn't know it. So Budge came up there and asked me for a job around Campus Inn. And he waited on the boys. He cleaned my apartment. He cleaned the yards. He was just a gentle flunky man. And so just as polite and nice as he could be. And in the meantime, he's running off getting whiskey for the boys, but I didn't know that at the time. And stealing from them. And they were accusing each other of stealing. It was Budge all the time. But anyway, Budge was down there in my apartment one day, and I said, Budge, go there and dial. And I told him what to dial and see what time it is. Well, Budge didn't know anything about a recording. So he went to the phone, and the bank came on, you know, the bank, this, that, and the other. He said, no, that ain't the Miss Juanita. She just want to know what time it is. She don't, she don't want to do no banking. She just want to know what time it is. He was talking to the recording. And he just kept on, and I got hysterical. I kept trying to stop him, you know, and said, Bud. And he just waved me down. He was still talking to the recorder. And he finally hung up. He said, Miss Juanita, I never did find out what time. That man, he just tried. I said, Bud, that was a recording. I did understand what the recording was, but there was a lot of funny things that Bud did while he was there.
Miss
Rosemary. Yeah, Miss Rosemary. Oh, he was just polite. And so finally, I narrowed it down and found out that Budge was stealing from the boys. He wasn't stealing anything from me. He was smart. He wouldn't steal from me, but he was stealing from them. And they were accusing each other. So I thought, the way I tracked it down, though, I went up to Cockwood and I called Jewel. I said, Jewel, didn't Budge used to work for you a long time? Yeah. I said, well, would he steal? She said, will he steal? Said, you know, he never came in my house except unless I was right there watching him. He worked in the yard. And said, but he could wax floors and do anything in the world. But said, he will steal. I said, that's all I wanted to know. So I went back and fired Budge. Well, the boys were terribly upset. I said, no, I'm not going to have a thief here disturbing the whole house and have y'all at each other's throat when it's Budge all the time. But they just still didn't believe it. Said, oh, Mother Gill, you just think it was. No, Budge wouldn't steal from us. A bunch of transplanted Yankees, they didn't know a nigger from a floating opportunity. They didn't. But I just don't like a thieving person around me if it's possible, so I got rid of him. But back to now, there was another boy there that was so crazy about, was it you? Larry Poole?
Larry Poole.
One of the handsomest boys I ever saw. But
Larry Poole.
Let me see what I was wrong with Larry.
You name it.
You name it. Sorry, good for nothing, but so good looking and just as charming a person as you want to see. Rosa had two or three to fall in love with. Another one was named Walt.
God.
I mean, he really had it bad. And they planned Richard and Ada and, see, Richard lived there with me too. And Walt planned this deep sea fishing trip. They wanted me to go along. Well, I have motion sickness. I didn't want to go. Okay, I'm no fisherman. I'm no outdoor Jesse anyway. Never mind about the great outdoors. Just ride through is about all I care about it. Oh, I like to get out in the yard occasionally. I just not want to get out on the wide blue yonder. So, but they just were so insistent. Oh, boy, nothing would do them. Actually, I thought Ada would have a better time if I didn't go. But, I mean, Richard and...
Ada didn't really want
me. No, Ada didn't want me to go. I knew she didn't.
No, she didn't want to go.
No, she didn't want...
It
she didn't care
Richard.
A thing about it.
It was Richard
no.
and Walt.
Richard and Walt were the ones that wanted me to go. So I finally consented to go one night, and I called Lucille Kimball up and asked if she had any seasick pills. And she said, yes, she had 5. So she brought them around there to me. We got up at daylight the next morning and went down to St. Mary's and on this chartered boat.
St. Mark's.
St. Mark's. And I gave Rosie one, and I took one, and I gave Ada one. We had breakfast down there. Well, I just got along fine. When we got on the boat, though, they said, everybody that wants to put a dollar in the pool, then the one that catches the biggest fish will get the pot. Put a dollar in the pot. I said, I'm not about to put my dollar in the pot. I can't fish.